Your views, your city, your station. Weekend Breakfast on News Talk 4BC.
With Murray Shoring and LJ at 6 minutes past six, we'll keep you updated throughout the morning on road closures and problems on the roads. And of course, if you have anything happening in your area, we'd love to hear from you on 13 13 32. LJ, imagine 12 months ago or wherever you've decided to get married, and you think, the 21st of February 2015 sounds like a good date.
It'll be a great day. It'll be dry. I'm sure the sun will be out.
That's right.
The birds will be singing. Love will be in the air.
And then all of a sudden, Cyclone Marcia comes along and kind of messes up that plan just a little bit.
What do you do?
I'm not too sure. Let's find out. Justine Douglas is joining us now from Beautiful Weddings. Good morning, Justine.
Good morning, Murray and LJ. How are you today?
We're very well, thank you. And you?
Well, I'm a little bit drier than what the brides will be out there today, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a good scenario, is it, when you have planned to have a nice, dry wedding, especially if it's a lot of outdoor. Well, of course you want your photos outdoors, but you might be planning an outdoor wedding in the park. What do you do?
Well, I suppose, you know, from our point of view, we do a lot of outdoor weddings, and we do them all around southeast Queensland, Melbourne, the Whitsundays, Harvey Bay, everywhere. Probably the biggest thing you need to have when you're having a wedding outdoors is have a plan B option. And we ask all of our brides that they need to have a plan B option so that if something happens, like today, a cyclone or rain, that we can divert straight to the indoors option, which we've had to do for a number of weddings today already.
So, Justine, have you got a wedding plan for today?
We sure do. We have one that was planned at the beautiful Froggy Beach at Coolangatta, one of our most favourite beaches on the Gold Coast. Yesterday we spoke to the bride and groom, and that has actually diverted to an indoor location at Twin Towns Events, so that was fine.
So do you have to book that up front, do you?
We asked the brides and grooms to talk to their reception venue in those early stages and have that as a plan B so that there's no concerns in the lead up or the day of the wedding that they're racing around doing that. So that's part of the conditions of when they book our styling services, but they have all of that organised just in case we need to make that plan B come to life.
To have the wedding at the same venue as the reception?
Pretty much, yes. Yeah. Sometimes people do have another venue where they can utilise, and we'll use all of our beautiful equipment that we were going to take to the park or the beach, and we'll set up indoors. But generally their reception venue is the most likely place that they would have their plan B.
Well, it must be really disappointing for people who are planning their weddings for today, but isn't there a superstition about it?
That's right. Well, we do say to those brides who are like, oh my God, it's going to rain, we say it, don't worry. Look, it is good luck actually to have rain on your wedding day. The superstition is that a wet knot is harder to untie.
Aww.
So, of course we tell them that. the only way that rain may be bad, like on your wedding day, is if you aren't prepared and you don't have that plan B option ready. So, you know what? There can be some incredible photos that your photographer can take in the rain. We did a wedding out near Laidley once, and unfortunately it did rain throughout the ceremony and all the guests were huddled under clear umbrellas that we provided for the guests. But the shots from that wedding were incredible. As the bride and groom got married and walked back down the aisle, the photographer did an amazing job. So it's not all bad news.
No. Well, I know that on an overcast day you get the best pictures, really, but I suppose you can be very, very creative then on a wet day.
That's right. Already I've seen on Facebook this morning, I've been scrolling through and having a look at some of the photographers that have had weddings up at Mount Tambourine yesterday, and there's been some amazing shots that they've done indoors using light from windows and things like that. So it's time for those photographers to get really creative.
Hey, so Justine, you organise the whole wedding event, I know, and stay with the brides. Do you have some horror brides, some really uptight girls who really, really know what they want?
Good question, LJ. You know what we find? We don't have many bridezillas. We communicate with our brides right throughout the process. So by the time it gets to wedding day, they're really comfortable that we're going to do an amazing job. So we're really fortunate in the sense that we don't have a lot of brides that do freak out on their wedding day. Everything's calm. We work with some other amazing wedding suppliers. So We're blessed. We have some amazing brides.
I was waiting for you to name them.
Yeah.
That's a little dangerous, sorry.
Do you think?
That's the official line.
Yeah, right.
We've just got to get Justine in a cupboard and squeeze her for more information.
There may be just one or two out there.
Possibly, yes. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about this as though it's something unusual, and admittedly having a cyclone is unusual, but wet weather, if you're getting married in southeast Queensland or anywhere in Queensland,
you've got to expect
some wet days. So plan B, that's the way to go, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what, we've probably, if you look at the averages, we do perhaps around 150 or more outdoor weddings a year that we set up and style and coordinate. Less than 10% of those go indoors. It's not like you need 24 hours of fine weather. It's more like a 2 or 3 window of opportunity. I tell you what, we have become experts at reading that bomb radar when we're standing on the beach somewhere or we're out in the garden. So, you know, there are the opportunities where we do have a window of opportunity, and we say to the bride, we know that it's going to be fine for the next hour, so let's go for it and let's create that perfect wedding, that dream wedding outside.
Hasn't the bomb changed everybody? You know, once upon a time you used to look at the clouds and you'd think, do you think it'll be fine or do you think it'll rain? But now you just jump on the computer, have a look where the cloud is and think, oh, yeah, I've got time to go for a quick walk, but, you know, walk the dog before the next shower hits and really has changed life.
Yeah, and for us, when we are on location, we can look up at the sky and think, we don't really think that there's going to be rain, but you're looking at bomb, sure enough, it's precise and it's exact. So, yeah, we certainly live our Saturdays by that radar.
There was a story from the UK just recently, and I wish I had the details here in front of me, but this wedding company was guaranteeing a fine day for the wedding. They would send crystals into the sky or do whatever technical stuff they had to do. But it was $200,000. And I thought, and I know I mentioned to LJ at the time, why would you do that? You'd have $200,000 toward your home or the biggest honeymoon in the world and put up with a wet day, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's right. I wonder whether they're still in business.
I wonder. There are probably enough people around, you know, who would think that's a good idea.
You know, wedding days are like childbirth, aren't they? You know, everyone's got a story and it's great to hear them. We'd love to hear if it rained on your wedding day. You know, did it catch you off guard?
Yeah.
There'd be people out there that have been telling that story for years, you know. And, and if you've got some of the other old wives' tales or ways of predicting the weather, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, 13 13 32 is the number. Do you have any favourite spots for weddings, Justine?
Oh, well, look, Froggy Beach at Coolangatta is certainly one of our favourite spots. We, of course, we won't be there today, but we'll be back there a lot this year. Botanic Gardens in Brisbane, Roma Street Parklands. I mean, we're blessed with some of the most amazing parklands and areas. So, you know, we have so many of them. Then the Whitsundays. We've done an elopement ceremony on Whitehaven Beach. There is nothing better than going up there and seeing that beautiful white sand. So,
beautiful.
No, that's the great thing. Australia, we have so many options, and that's why, you know, there's 71% of ceremonies happening outdoors and civil ceremonies. So it just goes to show that that's certainly the trend in Australia.
What about unusual wedding places? Do you find some really weird ones?
We haven't done too many unusual ones ourselves, but I have seen on television programs the caves. There's caves at the Gold Coast. Brides have married in there and castles and things like that. No, we tend to get those brides that love getting married on the beach or out in the parklands and using the natural beauty and some of our gorgeous styling items to make it amazing for them.
That's the nice way to go, I think.
Absolutely.
And congratulations, Justine, too. I noticed that you took out the title of Australia's number one wedding stylist for the second year running just recently. Yes. So big congrats to you and the girls. That's fantastic.
Yeah, Nicole and I, my sister, it's a business that is my sister and I that run it, and we were absolutely thrilled. It was such an accolade, second year running to be Australia's number one. We're thrilled.
Oh, that's great. What's Beautiful Weddings' website?
Beautifulweddings.com.au.
As you'd expect, nice and easy. Justine Douglas, thank you so much for your time this morning and stay dry, and I hope all goes well, all your plans for today and other wet days.
Thanks for your time, Murray and LJ.
Thanks, Justine.
See you, Justine.